Here's why I really think we need you to sit down with Sabina and see if the following is true. I read somewhere that the average cost, and maybe that was in historic money, to train the para-health network of BRAC was $100 per person, and that after that had been done for 200,000 people, okay, that's $20 million if I've got my arithmetic correct. But you then had this as a micro franchise because each of those para health networkers now had something they could do in the village and were self-sustaining. That they were very small businesses. Okay, they maybe needed some kit, like I don't know what it was, basic analgesics or one or two things to help with childbirth. So maybe the franchise costs $200 per person, but in any event, for $20 million or $40 million, BRAC had basically planted the sort of infrastructure for the whole rural health service. Now, over time, you add on more things. So once someone comes along and says tuberculosis is a global program, and you can partner in this, then maybe the para-health networkers don't get directly involved, but they know who the TB people are or whatever. Indeed, if you use this kind of analogy, instead of Eunice giving the first mobile phone to one telephone lady at random per 60 people in the circle, BRAC could have given it to the health worker, because the health worker could then have formed a sort of village yellow pages, of which doctors and other people would come to the villages for special things which she couldn't herself do. But the reason this model is important, if it is correct, is, well, this is 100 times cheaper healthcare than has been developed in any other developing part of the world. So even people like Jim Kim and Paul Farmer get it wrong, because although their partners in health in 5 or 6 countries are supposed to be designing the bottom-up health self-capacity of each community, they don't have a model which self-funds itself, because it's not based on a social business model, and it's not based on understanding that there is a connection between the microfinance and the microfranchise. So even if I've oversimplified, and I'm sure it's much more work and much more complex than this, we need whatever were the first huge things that scaled as microfranchises, but because they were scaling as microfranchises, they needed the microfinance to be created, because the two definitely seemed to have gone together. It wasn't that BRAC said, oh, we're going to be a microfinance bank, and then we're going to decide what to microfinance. It had these massive things scaling, which were already self-sustaining, but it needed a loan to start off the livelihood which was then created. That just has never been taught. For 20 years, Sam Daley-Harris, with all of his summits, never taught that way. And that is the first story. I really think that Ying, if she understands that, she can say, my God, now I understand how Bangladesh did all of this stuff, and I can see how that is relevant going forward. I mean, okay, we're now rushing forward and we're putting fintech in everywhere as well, but we still need to have the micro franchise livelihood solutions which go in parallel to the fintech. Mustafa, you have to get your own version of what I'm saying in your own mind. You need to correct it. I'm sure I'm partly wrong, but that's why maybe seeing if the first really, really big thing was the para-health networkers, and if financing them was in a way how BRAC's microfinance started, we should make that, we should go back to that point in history and say that was a magic leap forward, and the sort of, each of these 7-year leap forwards of how BRAC went from at one time being in a 50 square mile area to going to be the whole region, to going from just being health across the whole region to being every kind of 10 most important SME markets that it could redesign across the rural areas. So please see if you can find out whether Sabina or someone does know the origin in a way that they can put, correct the numbers, because I don't want to have got it wrong. It doesn't matter to me if it's $200 rather than $100 to train these people or whatever it was. But we need to go back to what things scaled, which then got microfinance to scale, because it's the livelihoods and the banking which scaled, because they were coupled with each other. And then once you know that in a sort of person-to-person side, and have earned the trust of people all over the rural nation, then when you add in technology, they trust it and make the most of it. That's completely different than if you have no trust whatsoever, but you suddenly bring down technology. Of course, that's a completely different model. But Brack's magic, and the magic that India needs in its poorest areas, need to have this correct model understood, and Ying can be the person who helps you then take that to Chingur as a curriculum, to Jackmar as a curriculum, and make sure that all of this is included in all of these new United Nations groups that Jackmar is contributing to.